What a world. You're now listening to Nightmare Radio with East Dia Zach and Brittany Christen, the Black Culture aficionado. Bye.
On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand. On demand, bags on demand.
I need the cash on Pronto, give up a lottery ticket. I get the bags at the bundle, full of the white like it's Iggy. $5 million cash or wide load, and we bout to get it. We're from the north of the sand, though. No name on my hitter.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Yeah, Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Yeah, soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there.
Welcome to my nightmare.
What's up, everybody? Don't sleep. Welcome to Nightmare Radio bonus episode special edition. It's your girl East checking in from the lab, about to drop off a little treat for you all. Thank you guys for continuously rocking with us and tuning in to our podcast. We truly appreciate your support. So this week we're gonna do something a little bit different. I know if you're avid listeners of the show, you would have heard us speak about the Black Writers Weekend that took place earlier this summer. Brittany Christen, our very own, was able to interview amazing authors about their books and their experiences writing the books and the stories behind some of the books that they've written. And today, I'm going to drop off special interview with Tracy Gibbs. She is the author of Manshare. And when I tell you the way she talks about this book, I really got to get this book. So y'all be sure to check it out. Let's get into it right now.
All right, good afternoon. We are streaming live from the Black Writers Weekend at the 5th District Podcast Studio in Constellations in the Sweet Auburn District of ATL. This is a culturally based workspace that offers private offices and beautiful meeting spaces, such as this state-of-the-art studio that we are using today. My name is Brittany Christen, the Black Culture aficionado, and I am one third of Nightmare Radio Show, the number one podcast for news and entertainment specific to the culture. You can stream us on all platforms. Today, we have the special pleasure of speaking with Tracy Gibbs. She is the author of Manshare, and I cannot wait to get into the tea behind this book. Thank you, Tracy. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Happy to be here. I'm very excited. This is an awesome event, and I've been having a great time today, but I was really looking forward to this portion of the day.
Really?
Really.
A little birdie told me this is your first interview.
It is.
Don't worry. It's going to be a wild ride. Just playing. We're okay. Going to have a good time.
Okay. I trust you.
Absolutely. So first, let's talk about Black Writers Weekend. Is this your first time participating in this event?
It is. I hadn't even heard about it. Didn't know it existed. I just received an email to be a part of it. I sent in my book information, pictures, whatever they needed, and here I am. And it's awesome.
Yes. Shout out to the founder and creator of Black Writers Weekend, Tamika Newhouse.
Absolutely.
This is her 13th year doing this and 7 consecutive years here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And this is the first year that she has tackled mastering this this hybrid event because, mm-hmm. you know, Thursday and Friday, a lot of the workshops were definitely, you know, virtual as well. So again, kudos to you, sister. You are doing the thing out here for sure.
Absolutely.
So can you think of any other event though that is like this one?
I cannot think of an event that's really focused on literary works mm-hmm. and authors. I've not known anything that existed that way. And that says a lot, I think. Being that I'm a native New Yorker, lots and lots of things happen in New York. There's a lot of cultural events in New York.
Right.
But none that I can recall that's solely dedicated to authors.
Yeah.
And works like that. Works of, you know, just kind of working on books and fiction and where we are with that.
Unfortunately, I can't think of anything either. And I really could be mistaken, but somebody just fact check me in the comments. But I believe that this is a beautiful event. I love to see our relatives, you know, doing what we do best, telling our stories the way we like to. And I know that since its inception, Black Writers Weekend has also opened up to include not only just authors, but really just all types of content creators, people who tell stories, whether that's visual or audio stories. We have a lot of screenwriters here, directors, producers as well this year. So a great space to interact. So we are definitely in the heart of it all, for sure.
For sure. Okay, good. I didn't know that.
So yes, thanks. Absolutely. So let's get into the tea. The reason why you're here is to discuss your first publication, Manshare. Yeah. The title alone is just giving me like Monica and Brandy, the boy is mine tea.
You are the second person to say that.
Yes.
Somebody said that at dinner last night, and I never thought about it, but I like it.
You have to give me the inspiration behind the book.
Okay. Being transparent, full mm-hmm. disclosure.
Yes.
One of the situations that takes place in the book, sort of the catalyst of the story, was real life. It was something that really happened.
You gotta give us the tea about what really happened. What happened, girl?
Well, I don't want to tell you the book.
You can give us a cute little teaser.
Okay. It's a the teaser would be a young man meets a woman. Mm-hmm. He likes her. She likes him. They begin dating. They're doing, you know, dating thing. But there's a woman in his past who's not letting him go. She doesn't want to let him go. She refuses to let him go. And therein lies the issue. So her reluctance to let him go, and he's trying to move on, but he can't fully. So it's that struggle. So in essence, both women find out about each other, and they still, then neither of them are letting him go. And that's how they become, they're sharing him, technically. Uh-uh. They don't see it that way, but that's kind of the purpose of the book. Because I think some women find themselves in these situations, yeah. whether it be a baby mama or a woman, and both are like,
But the boy is mine.
Boy is mine.
You need to give it up.
But you are sharing him, because in essence, he's not giving either of you up. You're not giving him up, so where's he gonna go?
Right, exactly.
But I don't think a lot of women look at it like that, and that was kind of the impetus. That was why I named it that. And it also comes to that conclusion toward the end of the book, which I thought was the end, but people that have read it, if you look, I have lots of reviews on Amazon.
Yeah.
They all want a sequel.
Oh, we need to see it.
I'm like, I'm done. I'm finished. I ended it. I even gave an epilogue. but they still want more, so.
Do you feel like, because I know that as a creative, that's always a thought that we talk about. We just spoke about off the air, Insecure going off the mm-hmm, air. Mm-hmm. And Issa Rae has gone on record saying that she wanted to take control of ending her story. Of course, nobody wants to see, you know, this takeoff, you know, series end, but as the creator, she decided that, you know what, I want to end the story here. Mm-hmm. So for you, is there any thoughts of a sequel for this book?
Well, I had absolutely none whatsoever. I felt in writing it, mm-hmm. I ended it. I told you what was happening to each one of the characters.
You gave what it's supposed to give.
But pretty much everyone who reads it doesn't feel that I did that. And they're like, I want to know this. You didn't answer that. And I was like, I did. You just don't want to accept it. So now I am working on a sequel.
Oh, okay.
I am working on it. And what I'm doing with the sequel is kind of giving it a little bit of a prequel, like to kind of get you to understand how they got to where they were. Because it kind of starts off in this mess.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really know what everybody experienced before the mess. You just know them as this. So I'm going back a little bit and then bringing them back up to where we are, and now it will end. I really don't see Manshare 3.
Okay. it's really the name for me. I'm loving the name. I'm serious. I could put together a whole soundtrack already.
A working title is Manshare 2, Let the Games Begin. What do you think?
I like it.
I'm playing around with that title.
I do like it. So now we got to get in your business a little bit, because you said that this is loosely based on a real situation. So whose man was you sharing, girl?
Who said it was me?
There we go.
It was, but who said it was me? Who said it was me? It was me.
Yeah.
And in that experience, like I said, it didn't play out at all the way the characters in the book played out, because I'm not Benet or Benita, the two women in the book.
Okay. Wait, both of their names are so similar?
There's a reason.
This is how these
men
are
doing. But look
at
you. You don't miss much.
Oh, I try not to,
you,
girl.
You absolutely don't. So, me, in my situation, I didn't play it out like that. I'm not going to share. I'm not going to fight for you.
I know that's
if
right.
I'm not the one and only one, I don't have time for this nonsense.
Girl.
But for a hot minute, I was on that path. You know what I mean?
I got to tell you, Tracy, I got to just keep it 100 and transparent with you, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm giving Ish all the side eye and the deep sighs and everything. You know, because it wouldn't have been, because Brittany wasn't having it. But I'm just
Brittany, Benita, and Benet.
Okay. Me and Cher too.
I'm just playing.
But it's just so funny, and it's just so ironic and coincidental how conversations are just so similar to reality. So, you know.
Absolutely. I thought the story was one that will resonate with a lot of women. And a lot of men.
Because
sometimes the male character in the book is told by each of their three perspectives.
That was my next question. Yeah. What side of the story are we hearing?
You're going to see all three sides.
I'm very interested to hearing, you know, this man narrate and justify the reason for.
And you'll see it. Some of the conversations I've had is like, oh my God, I hate him.
Mm.
And some is like, no, it wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
It wasn't his fault. So it's that push and pull, what I think is really interesting in the story. But like I said, it's told from all three perspectives. So you can kind of see where they're all coming from. And you can feel for each one of them to some degree. Like, you can understand it to some degree.
Right. Well, thank you for writing a story like this, because this is, again, things that we can all relate to. So is this your first foray into writing? Have you attempted, or did you always have plans to become an author?
Absolutely. Not even just being an author, which is important to me, and I'm glad I finally accomplished that. But I just love writing. I've always loved it since I was a little girl. I started writing in journals, writing poems and writing short stories. I was like on the newspaper team in high school. I have a degree in English literature. Like, I love the written word. It's not just what is said, it's how it's said. That's what I love.
Right.
So when I write, I try to bring that passion to the page and get you to not only hear what I'm saying, but feel it, feel what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So one, to tell you just how much I love to write, I write pretty much every day. I have journals of my life since I was 10.
Wow.
So I have like a huge portion of my life written down.
Do you have children?
I have one son.
Would you ever let your son read your memoirs from your
Absolutely
childhood?
Not. So I told my son already that upon
you
my demise.
So quick.
Oh, because everybody asked me that. Upon my demise, I want to be cremated.
Okay.
And throw all those journals in there with me.
Burn it down.
And mainly because some of it is light and fun and good. Like, I'll write about this today. Oh my God, I had a podcast today and these girls are great, right? I'll write something like that. But there's also some of my deepest hurts, my secrets. And some things, trust me, my son does not want to know.
I'm sure. And mama was living her best life. He don't need to see all that.
He doesn't. So just throw him in the box. Throw him in the box with me when I go. But
that's respectable.
Yeah, I don't. Certain things you just gotta take with you, like literally take to the grave.
Yeah.
And I don't want all my secrets spread out around my family or to live past me. I'm good. Yeah. They can come with me.
I totally respect that decision. And you know, that's an interesting question to ask writers, because most writers do write for leisure as well, and writing can be so therapeutic. You know, writing literally can save your life when you feel like you have no one else to talk to or any way else to. Get your thoughts out. I can speak for myself and say that, yeah.
It sounded like you could speak for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I had a time when I was married and my husband and I were arguing. He locked me out of the bedroom. I begged him for a pen.
Wow.
And I wrote on toilet paper.
Wow.
To tell you, like, that's how deep
I gotta get it out. Yes.
I gotta get it out.
It's a beautiful way to do that, though. You know, and Black people, we just lead the curve in expressing ourselves and telling our stories.
We so do.
Yes. So since you're burning all of your personal memoirs, is there any way that we can get a self-help book? Because I know that there are just an innumerable amount of lessons that you've learned and that you've collected from all of these years. So maybe a little self-help book, personal development book down the line?
I don't know if I would call it that, but I do feel I have some tips when it comes to sort of dating and building relationships with men. I've been pretty successful. Mm-hmm. I'm single now. So everybody, a little singleness is good for everybody.
I know, that's right.
Just need that rewind, that
reset. It's a good time to be single, too.
But throughout my life, I got married at 19.
Wow.
And I've been in consecutive relationships since. I choose not to marry. I think I might want to now, but those guys, I was like, listen, I ain't marrying you. I was in one. I don't think I'm ready to do that. Again, I might want to do it someday. Yeah. I'm kind of wanting to change. But over the times, I've learned that I can meet guys and get into relationships really quickly where some people struggle.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a friend of mine, I think she's really awesome. I keep saying, you need to write a book, Javon. Did I say her name?
Hey, girl.
But she could, I want to take some of her tips and write something.
Yeah.
So that's kind of on the back burner, but I got to finish this second book first.
That would be an amazing idea. I do want to take a moment to thank a couple of our sponsors here, Refuge Coffee House and the Apex Museum, also Sweet Auburn District, who are actually hosting us this weekend. They've made it possible to bring this event into the living rooms of those that are otherwise wouldn't have been able to participate or join us due to COVID and the pandemic. And to kind of sort of shift the narrative here, this book was released
in October of 2020.
Okay. Now, how have you adjusted in this new virtual wave that we live in post-pandemic in releasing something, you know? Have you seen any limitations in promotion and opportunities to get your book out in front of people?
Absolutely. And that is such a tough question, but it was published in the midst of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So it's a plus and a minus. I had the time to do it because of the pandemic.
Right.
But on the other side, there was very little opportunity to promote in person, to do book signings, to go to bookstores, and because they just weren't allowing it at the time. But yeah, things are opening up. So there was definitely some limitations. But as writers, we're always creative. I did have some virtual meet and greets. I had a Q&A about the book.
Oh, yeah.
I had some people I knew read it, and we were online, and you know, they talked about the characters, and they kind of they seemed like I wasn't there. Like they were just talking like, no, she did it for this reason. And and I'm like, well, you can ask me. I can tell you why. But
you know, as
it was kind of fun.
As a creator and to see other creators, I see that when people really like grasp your work, your content, and it creates a life of its own.
It does.
Then they create stories and backstories and narratives for these characters that you created. And you're like, well,
no. But that's very true. Like they build, they add their own concept of what happened to the story, which is really interesting. I was like, I didn't think of it that way.
I think that's a sign of quality work, though. Work that really like penetrates a person's thought process. Mm-hmm. You know, when I read a great book, and I haven't caught on to the digital wave. I do enjoy a good audiobook sometimes. Because I like podcasts, so the audiobook is like a podcast. Mm-hmm. But for me, just the act of reading a book, when I get anxious in the midst of, you know, a climactic scene, I have to, like, flip ahead to the end and just read, like, a paragraph and a half just to calm my nerves a little bit to get it together, you know? That's a part of my process. But I also embed myself in the characters. You know, I can put myself in a space to read at 11 o'clock. I look up and it's 2 a.m. and now I go to sleep dreaming about these characters.
Right.
So for you to say that your audience has taken, you know, each of these characters into their own hearts and then created these fantasies about, you know, that just speaks to how well you do in you know, conveying that story. So kudos to you for that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
So Man Share 2 is coming. We are still riding the wave of Man Share 1. How can the listeners and your audience follow you, get in contact with you? Are you on social media?
I am. You can get the book on Amazon and BarnesandNobles.com.
Okay.
And you can also learn more about me and the book on authortracyshereengibbs.com.
Spell the middle name for us. Yes, I see it here, but
it's C-H-E-R-I-N, Tracy Shereen Gibbs.
That's pretty.
And thank you. And I'm also on Instagram at Tracy Shereen, Facebook, Tracy Shereen. And I added my middle name because Tracy Gibbs is a really boring name.
I think it's kind of common, too.
It's very common.
Yeah.
So the Shereen gives it a little
pop.
Little pop.
Me too, girl. I go by my middle name instead of my last name.
Okay. It's kind of fun.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being transparent and sharing your story. I'm going to have to catch me a copy of Man Share myself.
Please do.
Because I got to get in the mix and find out what's going on with the bees. And what's the guy's name?
Of the characters?
Uh-huh.
Grimes and Givens.
Okay.
Yes. They have the same initials.
That's true. We couldn't end this conversation again without sending another special shout out to those sponsors and our friends, the Black Writers Weekend, Amazon KDP, Harlequin, Goodreads, Refuge Coffee House, Constellations Co-Working Space, Apex Museum, and Traces of Mika Podcast, which features the founder of Black Writers Weekend, Miss Tamika Newhouse. Again, thank you so much, Tracy, for sitting and talking with us and our audience. For those of you that are listening, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Black Writers Weekend, that's BLK Writers Weekend, on Instagram at BLACK Writers Weekend, and on Facebook at Black Writers Weekend, one word. And you can most definitely check me out on Instagram. I am Brittany Kristen, that's BRITTANIKRYSTIN. And check out my podcast, Nightmare Radio Show. You can follow us online on at Nightmare Radio Show as well. Don't sleep. We will check back in with you later on. Thank you so much, and we are out. Let's give it up one time for the queen, Brittany Kristen. She definitely represented well. You know you have to send our people out there with the good home training. Yes, Brittany. I hope you guys enjoyed that nice treat from Miss Tracy Shireen Gibbs. Have to get her name right. We always get our queen's names correct. We already deal with that a lot in the real world. So, Miss Tracy Shireen Gibbs, thank you so much for blessing us with Man Share. We're going to definitely get into that book. You can find her book on Amazon, and you can follow her on Instagram at Tracy Shireen Gibbs. Also, before we head out, be sure to visit herwines.com for 15% off of your wine purchase. Ooh, that wine is so good with the high alcohol percentage. If you need a girl's night in, or if you're a mom that needs a break, head over to herwines.com, make your purchase, but use our code Don't Sleep so you can get that 15% off and, you know, enjoy your bottle of wine. If you're looking for a nice gift for a friend or a girlfriend, get them a bottle of wine. Well, that was it for our bonus episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and you never know, we might drop another one on you again. So don't sleep. Follow us on Instagram at Nightmare Radio Show. Subscribe to our YouTube if you like the visual, you know, but also share with a friend. Have a good one.